the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
It's Your Business. I'm Bill Zortman. It's show number 669. All a part of our original It's Your Business series. And today, addiction and recovery on News Talk 1320 107.9 and the World Wide Web. The show is always podcast. You can go back to listen to previous shows, and you will be able to listen to this show starting Wednesday about noon. In the studio today, Joan Swenson, Recovery Admissions Marketing Alliance with Tallgrass, and Julie, the Schoolmeister, Executive Director for Face It Together, Sioux Falls. Important for you to know that on the second and fourth Tuesday each month, we provide support for addiction with stories of recovery. It's believed that 1 in 10 is in need for recovery from addiction. Our show does provide inspiration and attention to those that need help but may not know what to expect. In our show, we have featured many of those recovering from addiction. Many are now mentors. So, with that being said, you've heard me say it before. Is that about what we should say?
That sounds about right.
You okay?
You're doing
with
a good job.
You're on point, Bill.
Yeah, you keep me around a little bit. We'll talk more for the hour. Joan, we're going to get into some events where people can jump in. They can do part of it. You can also go to our blog here in a little bit, which is going to show somebody trying to stand on one leg with these two ladies.
He's doing a great tree pose there. Yeah.
How much?
You are doing a fabulous tree pose.
Okay.
Everybody's a yogi, Bill.
Yeah.
And you just did a yoga event, which we're going to be talking about, correct? But this is the last day of the Hy-Vee event, and that's dollars, and it means help.
Yes. This is the last day of Operation Smile. If you are visiting any one of our beautiful and fabulously well-stocked Hy-Vees here in the city, there's a donation box at the end of the checkout. Every week, there is a different nonprofit that Hy-Vee designates that money to go to. You are... Mark Brown out there is making me look at him. Sorry.
That would make you
I know.
Wonder.
I just got totally sidetracked there, and that's not a good thing for me.
He was your squirrel.
He was my squirrel at that moment. Anyway, so if you're at the checkout aisle, stick your extra change, your $100 bills, your, you know, whatever you have laying around in your purse or in your pants pocket in that box, and all that money will go to Tallgrass. It started last Wednesday. It ends today. So we're pretty excited.
Doesn't have a match.
Yes, we have a $1,000 match from Hy-Vee.
Hy-Vee will match up to $1,000.
Why is that money important?
Well, it's important so that we can help people. We're a small nonprofit, so we're privately funded. There's also scholarship money that will go into the funding of our scholarships because not everybody who needs treatment or needs help can afford that. So we have a little scholarship fund that can help people get their feet in the door at Tallgrass. So.
One of the biggest things we do in the show is to give numbers where people can call and get help.
Absolutely.
And today, if you're thinking you may need help, write that number down right now so that you've got it in front of you. Get the website information. So, Joan, Julie, if you'll do that, we'll get into some other facts and figures.
Sure. You can reach us at Tallgrass at 605-368-5559 or on the web at tallgrassrecovery.org.
You can reach Face It Together Sioux Falls at 605-274-2262 or on the internet at faceitsiouxfalls.org.
The ladies always provide me bullet points in the show, but they are among the world's worst when it comes to initials. I have no idea what some of the initials mean, such as S-A-M-H-S-A.
Oh.
And we're going to have some statistics. So what does S-A-M-H-S-A mean?
Okay, people in the biz would just say SAMHSA, and that is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. So that would be the governmental wing of dealing with what they would call substance use disorder, what I would call addiction and other mental health issues. And the great thing about SAMHSA is they do lots of studies. So they have lots of stats about mental health issues and about addiction.
And those stats are important.
They are
and
important.
I kind of had fun with the initial thing, but a lot of times people read initials from businesses, from the government,
right?
Have no clue at all.
What are we talking about?
And you're not the world's worst, but you're in the top 10.
Okay.
So we have to get you out of the
For the record, just for the record, when we text each other, she does those initials to me, and I can't read that ever. LOL is about the extent of that, so I have to have her go
Thank
back
you.
And say, Julie, honey, could you, you know, put it down to real words for me now?
I just speak the kids' language.
That's right. She know? Does. She's so young. She just speaks like the kids do.
All right. That's the wordage on SAMHSA figures. Bet. What do they mean?
Well, you know, SAMHSA, why I brought these figures today, I brought some figures about co-occurring disorders. And May is actually Mental Health Awareness Month. So some stats I brought, when we talk about co-occurring disorders, that means that a lot of times people have mental health issues or mental illness issues and addiction issues at the same time. They can, you know, and sometimes you wonder, well, what came first? Did one cause the other? That's kind of a discussion like it's the chicken or the egg. Doesn't really matter. What matters is that there's about 8.9 million adults who have co-occurring disorders in this country right now. So when we talk about our 1 in 10 that have addiction issues, a lot of those people also have mental health issues along with that. And only about 7.4% of individuals who get treatment for both conditions, whether, you know, it's the mental health issues and the addiction issues. And over 50% of people with co-occurring disorders never get any help at all.
And it's those people that don't get help, don't seek help, don't talk, that we kind of addressed today. But it's also kind of provided help for those that have had addiction, now recovering, now mentoring. To me, that is the interesting ABC process that we see in the business.
You know, it's important. We are taught when we get sober and clean and into recovery that we have to give it back. And that can look a lot of different ways. You know, I mean, however you're going to give it back, not everybody who gives it back is going to have the ability to be a recovery coach at Face It. Not everybody who gives it back can be a mentor at Tallgrass or come on the radio. But we are told that we do have to give it back. And we have found that that's been true, at least in my case, and I'm sure in your case as well. You know, the ability to sit across the table or in the room with somebody who suffers from the same thing that you suffer from and make that human connection helps us stay clean and sober. At least it did for me. It has for Julie. You know, I mean, I'm 6+ years, you're 9, going on 10 years in recovery. And that's what we're taught works, is the ability to give it back. So
the courage of people to come on the show and to talk. I always want to update as to how they're doing, because I know the audience is plugged into them, whether it's been by the podcast, by live, by the fact that they've just heard the talk about the people that come on. Can you give us some updates today of the people that we've had in the show in the last 3 or 4 months?
Sure. I do want to give out a shout out to our fellow yoga girl and one of our last guests, Kylie, celebrates 1 year today.
Wow.
Yeah, 1 year today. And our friend Shane, who is back in Pierre, or up north of Pierre.
Shane was a trip.
He was. He is a trip. I hope he's listening. He's probably in some big piece of farm equipment right now. And if he's not listening, he will listen to the podcast. So, hi, Shane. And he's doing well. He checked in with us last week with a phone call. And I see him a lot of him on Facebook all the time. Michael was out this week doing a group, and I believe he's also mentoring someone. He is going up. They're both going up on 2 years or three. No, 2 years. Both Mike and Shane, they were in around the same time. So Jessie, she's got to be knocking on a year as well. I know that she had some sinus surgery or something about a month ago. So she's been staying up in Brookings area, but I've talked to her as well. So who am I missing?
Alex.
Yeah.
You know, Alex is doing well, too. He's got over a year in recovery, and he actually was out at the Avira race at our booth volunteering with Shelley over the weekend. So he's still volunteering and giving back as well.
As hard as you work, there's not 100% once you get into the recovery side of it. And that, to me, is maybe this show gives some encouragement. Maybe all these projects we're going to talk about in just a couple of minutes are going to give the encouragement. That's what we want to do today.
You know, and I think one of the keys is every person that we've mentioned here, they stay connected to other people. And that's one of the biggest things about being in recovery. It's staying connected to that group of people that you met, whether it's in treatment, whether it's at Face It Together. It's just staying connected to other people who want to be well, because then you have that support system in place. You have people you can call. You have activities you can go to. You don't ever feel isolated when you're always surrounded by other people who want to be well.
We talk topics, and we're going to get into those in just a moment. The Summer Sober is about a month away. We have a 5K with the Canaries, a golf tournament, a gratitude tent. The two organizations are working at for Jazz Fest, March into the Light, and a walk this weekend. National Association of Mental Illness, NAMI.
More letters, Bill.
I just did the best I could. That's coming up at Sertoma Park this weekend. We're going to have a good friend of mine, Wendy Giebink, that's going to join us here in the second half of the show. That's all a part of the Addiction Recovery Show, something we do twice a month, something we do to help the community. Stay with us on It's Your Business. Addiction and recovery. That's the topic this morning. Joan Swenson, Tallgrass in the house, along with Julie Schoolmeister. Face it together, Sioux Falls. Ladies, moving from the cold winter to spring and summer, back to winter, to whatever knows that we're going to have. Addiction to me, and I'm just an average citizen sitting over here and listening to you guys.
You're so above average. Don't.
Oh, well.
Don't put yourself there in the average category. You're above average for sure.
Addiction to me would be in that weather change as we start thinking warmer weather, outdoor activities, being able to get away. How do individuals, families, those working to help with addiction address the warmer season?
Well, I would say in our area, we address it like we would address any season. This is personal opinion. This is not work-related, but I do seem to think that there's a tad bit more relapses in the spring for whatever reason. I don't know if it is due to the weather change. It's just my own, like I said, my own personal perspective is I seem to see more people that I have known go back out in the springtime and then hopefully get back into recovery. But it does seem to spike a little bit in the spring. So, you know, we provide a service for people who have addiction, who suffer from addiction. We have a 30-day residential where people can come out and do a retreat from life for a little bit and try to get back on track. Face It Together provides another service with people, you know, they're trying to help eradicate that addiction stigma, basically, that goes around. And we have all kinds of events that we kind of work together. You know, we're two separate entities. People get us confused, and we're two completely separate entities, but we work so well together because us at Tallgrass, of course, want to see Face It succeed because I think it will help everybody, you know, if we have something like this in our community. You know, me as an individual, not even as a person who works where I work, would love to see the stigma that the disease I suffer from be eradicated, you know, and I'm sure at Face It, they, you know, they're like us. They need a place to send people when they come in the door that can't get sober, you know, on the outside. So
Summer Sober.
That
brings the word right into play, and that's scheduled June 21st.
June 21st. We're going to start our kickoff Summer Sober at 9 a.m. with a 5K out at the campus. And then after that, Elizabeth, who came and did yoga in the park with us at this last Sunday on Mother's Day, is going to have yoga in the pasture out at Tallgrass. After that, we're going to have a large canvas mural painting, recovery and addiction painting on the campus grounds this year. We've added that, and that will start at 2. We're going to have speakers, food, fun, fire, you know, all those good things that mix with, you know, a great summer evening. So we're pretty excited.
Yeah, it'll be a full day.
Yeah, it's going to be a full day. You know, you can come and go. It's not something you have to stay for the entire time. It is a fundraising event. We are hoping to raise money for scholarships so we can help people, more people, get into the doors. So
in addition to Summer Sober, I'm seeing a lot more social media references. I know that you social media everything we do in the show, as we try to do. That's pretty important right now with addiction, regardless of the age.
Absolutely. You know, I have a lot of friends on Facebook. We have a Facebook page for just Tallgrass. You know, we're linked into a lot of different providers on Facebook, and just people in general who want to know what's going on, you know, in our community for different things, different events that, you know, we all plug and we all work together to try to see get off the ground. That seems to be the most accurate place to find out what's going on, because both of us are on there all the time, you know, as individuals and as you know, our where we work. So if you are interested in wanting to know what's on the up and up in events and you've missed it or whatever, Facebook is definitely the place to to check.
Yep, Facebook and Twitter, for sure.
And
yep.
That Hub e-newsletter?
Right, our Recovery Hub newsletter. If you want to get signed up to get that, and it's not something we send all the time. I know sometimes you give somebody your email and you think, oh no, I'm going to be getting spam mail every other day. Not the case at all. We don't share our list with anybody. You can send your email to info@faceitsiouxfalls.org, and we'll get you connected with our Recovery Hub newsletter, and that has all the announcements of everything that's going on.
You have that on your webpage, though, too.
Yep,
so
yep. You can go to the webpage, exactly, and you can sign up for Recovery Hub there, too.
Joan Swenson, Tallgrass, Julia Schoolmeister, Face It Together, contact information.
Yeah, you can reach us at Tallgrass at 605-368-5559 or on the web at tallgrassrecovery.org.
Or you can reach Face It Together Sioux Falls at 605-274-2262 or on the internet at faceitsiouxfalls.org.
Jobs, that's one of the things that you do, 26th and Western, you've got a building there. You actually try to help people, and you've got businesses that have come together. Last count, it was... how many?
We are up to 30. We have two new partners.
That's breaking news.
Yes.
Because the last time we were in the 20s.
Yes, we do.
So 30 businesses, what do they do?
You know, it's pretty awesome because just a few years ago, it started with the original 13. You know, so we've more than doubled in the last few years. Really exciting. You know, it's businesses that have said they really care about their employees. They care about wellness, and they want employees to know that addiction is treated as a chronic, manageable disease, just like any other disease, and that they support their employees and they want them to get well. It's pretty cool. We just did a Dave Janza and I, one of our recovery coaches, went out to Component Manufacturing and did a presentation and talked about Face It Together and shared our stories. And we had a few employees come in and visit with us just based off of that. So it's so cool that there are, you know, CEOs like Tom Reeves at Component in this town who are willing to say, okay, we're going to shut down for an hour. We're going to talk about this. We're going to share stories, and we're just going to normalize this. You know, Tom stood in front of the whole crew and he said, this is just like diabetes. I want you to get help. You know, you have insurance. I don't want you to feel stigmatized. I want you to know that we believe in Face It Together. We believe in their mission to get people well, and we want you to know that that's there as a resource for you. It's pretty incredible. It's the only city in the whole country that has anything like this. Sioux Falls is really progressive in that respect.
Other businesses sitting out there saying, we need to be 31.
Yeah, call me up, 605-274-2262. Let's talk. You know, let's talk about it. Our two newest employers that joined are Bartles Counseling Services and the Washington Pavilion.
Right on.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about it as Face It Together Sioux Falls, and that's really what intrigued me about Tallgrass being a part with Face It Together is that we are indeed facing it together, whether it be Tallgrass or somebody else. Addiction, 1 in 10, is overwhelming if you think of the number, and the number that don't get help, Joan, is still a target that we have out there to help.
Absolutely. And it's a devastating disease, and when it's active, it tears apart families and friends and employers, and you know, I mean, it's rampant. And when we're active, we're like a tornado that just rolls on through, you know. So I love that Face It Together is working with employers, you know, to educate them and just kind of be able to give that point, that reach out for people, you know, because I know when I was active, I needed that help for somebody to kind of nudge me along and say, okay, there's a different way to do this. And, you know, Face It Together has been great about doing that. We provide a service for people who can't basically get sober or clean on the outside. You know, I need 30 days of separation from whatever their substance is that they've been, you know, addicted to. So, you know, we work together because it's the right thing to do, you know, period. And we don't just, it's not just us that work together. We just happen to be two girls who have big mouths, you know, basically. And we work
that's
well
together.
That's
also not breaking news, I want you to
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it's not
breaking news. Oh, that's not breaking news?
No, it's not breaking
news.
It's
not trending either.
No. But there's many providers in this area that help people. And, you know, if you call me out at Tallgrass and I think, you know, you may not need 30 days. I have a friend over at Bartles Counseling, my friend Shane. Why don't you give him a call? He will help you a little bit. I mean, we know everybody in the system that way. So if you need help, call either one of us. We'll be able to get you where you need to get. So,
this is a community that's discussing and fighting, working together with addiction recovery. How about mental health? We're going to talk about that when we come back. There's a walk this weekend. A good friend of mine, Wendy, is going to be here. She's the executive director. And I'm curious how that works together with what we're talking about, addiction and recovery. We're going to hit Fox Business News on the half hour. We'll be back on the flip-flop. Welcome back to It's Your Business, Addiction and Recovery. A lot of topics to talk about in the next 15 minutes or so. And National Recovery Month raises awareness with the March into the Light. That is Saturday, September 6th, downtown Sioux Falls. Tell us why that's important.
You know, it's so important because, you know, like Joan was just talking about, one of the big things that we do at Face It Together Sioux Falls is to raise awareness, to end stigma that's around the disease of addiction. This is going to be the fourth year of the March into the Light. And, you know, there's different organizations across the country that do walks during Recovery Month. But we hadn't had one prior to Face It Together being organized in Sioux Falls. So that's our signature event. We had over 400 people march last year. So that was pretty incredible in just year four. And now what's kind of neat is we are signed on so that we're always going to be that first Saturday in September. So we're going to coincide with the Sidewalk Arts Festival. So there, again, that relationship with the pavilion, we can do some different events together, and we'll make sure we have a booth at the Sidewalk Arts Festival. And we, you know, I want 1,000 people there. You know, what the heck? Let's set the goal really high.
It's a big downtown.
Let's go for it. Exactly. It's a big day downtown. And let's show the community that there is a really strong recovery movement in Sioux Falls. You know, let's all band together and march together.
Well, we've got a lot of people in the studio, and this is the best time for me to spring this on Joan. The art show is a big deal.
Oh, yeah, the art show is a big deal.
And you're an artist.
I am. I am an artist, and I know lots of other artists. And some of, I know people who are getting into or have recently or have been in recovery for a long time that don't know that they're artists yet, but are starting to kind of branch out and get into things more creative that way. We have an art show coming up on the day before the march, believe it or not. The Friday before, so that'll be the first Friday. And we can't even tell you where we're going to have it downtown right now because the building that we have scheduled is up for sale. We like to just grab a empty storefront. So we will have that on the 5th of September. But in the meantime, we're looking for artists. And we need artists to create their pieces of work to not only tell the story about addiction, but also to tell the story about recovery.
Here's where the challenge comes in.
Yeah.
Between now and September 5th, each show we do, I want you to create something that's art related to the show and the people in the show.
Because I have so much time.
Well, it doesn't have to be complicated, okay. But it would help tell the story and would help kind of promote what we're trying to do with this show.
Okay.
So does that make some sense?
I will do my best.
Okay, that means that
you're thinking
about it.
You know, I'm kind of a commitment phobe, so.
I know, that's the reason I figured if you're standing up, I might be able to get it done.
I'll do my best.
All right.
I'm going to make macaroni people for this show, by the way.
I like it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Tallgrass and Face It have a partnership with Jazz Fest. Tell us about that.
We do. We have joined troops to, we're going to have a recovery tent at this Jazz Fest. You guys had a little booth last year. The girls came and talked to me and said, you know, would you be willing to help us put on a recovery tent? And I thought, well, why not? I can go see Jazz Fest and be in a booth full of my people. So we're going to have, I'll have Jill's talk to you a little bit more about the parts of that, but yeah, it's going to be kind of awesome.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be kind of that safe landing space. You know, there's people who maybe in early recovery or, you know, any stage of recovery, it's, you want to go and enjoy Jazz Fest, but I know for myself personally, I had had some experiences at Jazz Fest, being very intoxicated and under the influence, and going back to Jazz Fest as a sober person for the first time was actually really kind of scary for me. And I bolted. I rode my bike down there, and I was all excited, and I had the day off of work. We're going to do Jazz Fest, and I just froze because I was around everybody and all the alcohol and everything. And I got right back on the bike trail, and I went home. And I want to help provide a space where people who are maybe a little bit nervous about that, maybe worried about some triggers or seeing some things that might be difficult for them, frankly. I want them to be able to have a landing space. So we're going to have this gratitude recovery tent, and we're going to do a gratitude wall. so people can write things they're thankful for. So we just want it to be like a really cool celebratory. Joan might do some yoga there. You never know. Elizabeth is going to teach a yoga class that Saturday morning of Jazz Fest. So we're just kind of, you know, trying to work some extra fun kind of, you know, positive things in.
June the 28th, the Canaries, Falls Park, walk in the morning, game at night.
Yep. The Canaries, again, are doing a 5K for our benefit. So you can walk, you can run, whatever floats your boat. This is not some big competitive thing. This is about people, you know, coming together, enjoying some activity and having fun. I'm going to have a bouncy castle for the kids. So it's going to be definitely a family-friendly event. The route stays downtown. And then with your registration, which is $30, you get a T-shirt. And you also get a ticket to the ballpark, to the game that night. It's Saturday, June 28th. So there'll also be that recovery baseball section at the game that night. I think it'll be really fun. And the good folks at the Sioux Falls Canaries are going to donate $5 from every registration to Face It Together Sioux Falls.
And it's interesting that June 21st is the date for the Summer Sober, which is the longest day of daylight during the year. So, Summer Sober.
This year at Summer Sober, we're going to kick off our 5K at 9 a.m. out at the campus. You guys, everything is going to be, you can come and go as you please. We're going to have yoga at 11. We'll do our first ever mural in at the campus that's starting at 2. We'll have speakers, food. It's going to help raise money for our scholarship fund.
So that brings us to this weekend. Wendy, what?
You know, Bill, I had one more thing. I wanted. I can't
sure,
stop
talking. Sure, take my
talking.
Time. Okay.
Take Wendy's time.
I can't stop talking. I had one more thing. I wanted to do a little save the date. July 14th, okay. We're going to have a Face Together golf tournament.
All right.
Okay, so Dave Janza at Face Together, he is leading the charge of the golf tournament. So call down to Face Together, 274-2262. And if you want any information about that, I just want to say save the date, July 14th in the morning for golf tournament.
Okay.
And now Wendy can go wild.
Wendy, you're going to get right.
I got to follow all of that good stuff.
Now,
huh?
These guys have had training in front of the microphone, Wendy.
Yeah, yeah.
They get right in front of it
okay.
So everybody in Pierre, everybody around the world can hear them. So we got to do that with you.
Okay.
Wendy is an old friend, not that she's old, but I've known her for a long period of time. And we're talking about a walk for mental health. The check-in is 8:30. The walk begins 9:30 at Sertoma Park. You're tied in with these two ladies, addiction and recovery. How does mental health and addiction recovery go together?
You know, mental illness and your mental health and, you know, is really tied in with physical health. And so if you look at that together, you look at, you know, recovery is an integral part of that because probably 50% of people who have a mental illness also are, you know, struggling with an addiction disorder or are in recovery. And so they too kind of go hand in hand. And so it's really important to not operate so independently. You know, we really need to work more together to help people in a more holistic way. So we're trying to reach out and trying to, you know, to partner with people and to bring people together and say, these are things that it's okay to talk about. You know, we've gotten more comfortable talking about addiction services in the most recent years, but mental illness is still kind of a taboo subject for people, and we want to change that. And so we're bringing our partners on board to help us let people know it's okay to talk about these things and it's okay to look at them and work on them together.
Let me give some numbers here real quick. Wendy Giebank is with us, the Mental Health Awareness Month, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Changing Minds, One Step at a Time is the theme. Your support group reaches over 120 each week. Education classes give help to cover 150 family members every year. That doesn't seem right. That seems like a small number.
You know, we do family-to-family classes every year.
So the family-to-family probably
keeps it. That's what we're talking about, the family-to-family classes.
And you assist over 2,600 people every year.
That was, I think that statistic you're referring to is through our phone outreach, you know.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
It all works together. Now, you brought Penny along today.
I did. I brought Penny Hall.
Who has an interesting story.
I brought Penny Hall along, and she's going to be able to talk about those support groups because she's actually a leader of a support group. So here's Penny.
Hi, Penny.
Hey.
Get right in front of the microphone.
All right.
They want to hear you in South Pier.
Okay, here Port I Pier. Am.
All right, tell us your support story and why it's so important for people to be involved.
Well, I co-facilitate a group on Tuesday nights at the Church at the Gate from 7 to 8:30 where people living with a mental illness can come in and support one another. You know, if they're having problems or if they're having a good day, we come in together and share our stories with one another. There's also another group on Sunday nights at 6 o'clock at the First Congregational Church from 6 to 7:30. It's a 90-minute support group that, like I said, people can come together with mental illnesses and share their stories with one another.
Hearing us talk this morning, we're talking about a community that is facing it together, that does it through Tallgrass, does it through your association, does it through a lot of people. Kind of nice to be in Sioux Falls where they can face problems.
Oh, yeah. Persons with mental illness, you know, you can't really say, well, that one has a mental illness or that one has a mental illness. You know, it could be your neighbor or your friends or a loved one. You know, we just want to get out there and show people that we can do things just as well as anybody else.
So we're at that point where we've got the walk this weekend, Wendy.
The walk is this weekend at Sertoma Park. And we are really hoping to exceed our numbers this year. I'd like to have a minimum of 500 people standing underneath that Sertoma Park shelter when we start the race.
We're talking good weather Saturday, too.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful. In the 60s. In the 60s. And we have Star Wars characters leading the race.
Oh, my.
So, you know, you need, not the race, excuse me, the walk. This is not a race. So you'll be able to come and have your photograph taken with stormtroopers and sand people. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. We've got kids' activities. We just, you know, this is a great time to come together and celebrate all the things that we do every year. And it's a time to raise awareness and let people know that mental illness is a physical illness. It's certainly okay to come and talk about it and to reach out for help. And, you know, we're all there to support each other. And it's a fun time for us, but it's also a time for us to really shine the light on mental illnesses and say, you know, this is something that we need to bring out of that stigma and bring out of that darkness and face as a community and, you know, as part of the human experience. I also want to let you know that we have 9 local affiliates in South Dakota. So our walk is held in Sioux Falls, but we have people from other communities that are coming to support us for the walk as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Got about 30 seconds left. Let's give contact information for the race and how they can face it together and also Tallgrass.
Okay. For the walk, and we're going to have tables out there. These guys are going to be there, so please come on out. 8:30 to 9:30 Sertoma. You can find us. You can find us and donate to us at www.namiwalks.org/South Dakota 271-1871 is our phone number.
You can reach Face It Together Sioux Falls at 274-2262 or on the internet at faceitsiouxfalls.org.
And you can reach us at Tallgrass at 605-368-5559 or on the web at tallgrassrecovery.org.
Penny, Wendy, Julie, Joan, thanks for helping. You ladies are staying around to talk at the end of the show. When we come back, we'll visit with a South Dakota widow who won a scholarship to better herself, all with the help of the University of Phoenix. Being a mom has been called the toughest job you'll ever love. To honor Moms, Boys, and Girls Club of America partnered with the University of Phoenix to conduct a nationwide search to identify and honor the country's most inspirational moms. One South Dakota resident received the honor and is being awarded with a full tuition scholarship from the University of Phoenix. Here to tell us more, University of Phoenix Executive Director of Corporate Social Responsibility for the Apollo Education Group, Tammy Fernandez, and Most Inspirational Mom South Dakota recipient, Shannon Wade. Welcome, Tammy. Tell us, what is the Most Inspirational Mom program?
Well, the University of Phoenix worked closely with Boys and Girls Club to conduct a national search for inspirational moms, giving 3 deserving moms the chance to accomplish their own educational goals by awarding each mom a full tuition scholarship to University of Phoenix.
Shannon, tell us your personal story and what you're hoping to accomplish with your degree.
5 years ago, I became a widow. I'm now the single mom of an 8-year-old daughter. When I entered the competition, I absolutely had no idea that I would be one of the women selected. I entered because I want a better life for myself and for my daughter, and I do appreciate the importance of education. I really want to be a good role model for my daughter to show her the value of education and also that she can do anything that she sets her mind to. I'm going to use my scholarship to earn a bachelor in psychology so that I can help others cope with personal challenges. And I really do want to help other widows and widowers connect with a counselor who has also lost a spouse. That way they can work through their grief and discuss their concerns with someone who's experienced similar feelings.
Tammy, tell us why it's so important to provide opportunities to hardworking moms like Shannon, and what tips can you provide for parents looking to return to the classroom?
Great question. So University of Phoenix provides working adults, many of whom are parents balancing work and family responsibilities, like Shannon, to get their degree and compete in today's workforce. Through our longstanding relationship with Boys and Girls Club of America, not only have we had the opportunity to help out a generation of youth onto their path for success, but we're able to impact the success of their parents and others who support the Boys and Girls Club mission. As far as tips, we recommend to all students research careers before deciding on a degree program. Moms who start their education programs with a career goal in mind, like Shannon's, will get the most out of their experience. Research specific positions and career paths before applying to college. Check out career and skill assessments and job market information online, like at the Phoenix Career Guidance System at phoenix.edu/careerGPS. A little research can go a long way in paving the way to a successful educational experience catered to your future career. Second is to seek advice from those most important to you. Returning to college is a really big decision and not only affects you, but those closest to you. Be open with family, friends, and other loved ones about your goals, plans, and excitement to pursue a degree, and certainly let them be very excited with you. If you're a working mom, check in with your boss, colleagues, and find ways to bring the classroom learning into the workplace. Oftentimes, what you're learning in school can benefit them, too. Embrace the opportunity to master your time management skills. Face it, it's going to be a lot busier once you start your degree program, and it's important to designate specific individual study time each day. Successful students carve out time to study, attend class, or work on projects each day. And then finally, make learning a household priority. For moms going back to school, setting aside time for working on class projects can also open up opportunities to set an example. Set a schedule to work on projects when your children are working on their homework. This not only allows for more time together, but it reinforces the importance of education to the children every day by setting a positive example and a hard work and commitment.
More information about the University of Phoenix education and the scholarship programs you can find at phoenix.edu. We're in our addiction recovery show. We'll be talking with Joan Swenson and Julie Schoolmeister. In fact, we found something out as we got the show ready that one of the young ladies that's on the show is Dutch.
If it ain't Dutch, it ain't much, Bill.
There you go. Ashley Saris, Orange City Tulip Festival, a big event.
Good morning.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you survived having a baby and the tornado that you saw over the weekend.
Yes, we did. Yes. It was a very scary weekend, but we're all safe. Safe and sound.
All right. It's all about changing the calendar with a tulip festival. And, you know, I attended for the first time this century last year. Mm-hmm. Had a great time. But I have to tell you, walking around, what I found was how tall those people in Orange City are.
We are tall Dutchmen.
Yes, you are. How good the food is, how clean the community is. And really, it was a special stop for me. For people thinking about this year, just kind of take your stilts. You'll be okay. And plan on doing a little dance in the street.
Yes, you got it. Yeah, well, we were so happy to have you last year. We're really looking forward to it this year. I'm sitting downtown right now, and it's busy. Everybody's getting everything in place, so we can't wait for all of our visitors to arrive.
All right. You have made some changes as far as seating and parking this year.
We did, yeah. We have reserved seating every afternoon for the afternoon parade. They're $4 per seat. And if you don't want to sit in reserved seating, then you can bring your lawn chair or blanket and find a spot along the parade route. And the afternoon parade starts at 2:15, and we moved our evening parade up to 6 p.m., which is a change for this year. And we also added some more shuttle stops, so you can park your car out by the new Unity Night Center and jump on a shuttle and go back and forth all day long for $3 per person. So those are a couple of the changes, and we have all the same festivities that we do every year, which people like the tradition of having everything the same. So we have horse-drawn trolleys, we have, of course, the tulips, we have a night show every night, two daily parades, the carnival rides, and like you said, lots and lots of food.
How about the flowers?
The flowers, actually, the moisture and the sunshine the last week or two has really helped, and I see color in the tulip gardens this morning, which is a welcome sight.
Julie Schoolmeester is Dutch, and when I mentioned Orange City, she said, oh, we should talk. So, would you like to speak, Julie?
Well, I had to laugh because I don't know how it slipped you before with a name like Schoolmeester that I'm Dutch, but I'm from Edgerton. So, Ashley, okay. I'm sure I was going to say, pretty much if you've heard of Orange City or you live in Orange City, everybody's heard of Edgerton. They know all about, you know, yep. The Dutch people everywhere. So we were kind of laughing before. And when I noticed Bill's comments about tall people say the same thing about Edgerton, about the good food, you know, the church ladies in the basement. Joan here, we've got her pig in the blankets from the church ladies at the Reformed Church. And then the cleanliness of the community, people say the same thing about Edgerton. So I think there's a lot of similarities between Orange City and Edgerton.
Sounds like it, yes.
Well, we expect the Edgerton people to come over. Don't you think?
I would love that.
And then you guys can reciprocate with the event in
the Dutch Festival in July, yeah.
There you go.
There you
Sounds
go.
Great.
All right.
Yes.
Tell us again, if they need more information, they go online to
OCTulipFestival.com.
All right. So you're expecting a big event. The weather people have been told to keep the storms away. Just keep the flowers growing.
Yes, they will. Yep, it'll be a beautiful 3 days. We can't wait to have everyone.
And you'll be back with us on Friday, and we'll do a little reminder and talk about what happened Thursday night. How's that, Ashley?
Yes, sounds great. Thank you so much for having us.
You be careful over there. We appreciate you.
We will. Have a great day.
And we'll have a great weekend with you guys. All right, in our last minute and a half, addiction is all around us, if not us. If you need help, Tall Grass, Face It Together, even It's Your Business is here to help in some way. The show will be podcast in 24 hours. Last thoughts.
Sure. Just want to let everybody know, if you need any help for yourself or for a loved one, please call us at Face It Together Sioux Falls, 605-274-2262, or check out our website, faceitsiouxfalls.org. You can send us an email, very confidential. Just reach out, try to find the help you need.
And you can reach Tallgrass at 605-368-5559 or on the web at tallgrassrecovery.org. And don't forget, if you're at Hy-Vee today, to plug the basket at the end of the checkout.
And we would like you to be in the walk this weekend as well.
Yeah, definitely. Stop down to the NAMI walk at Sotoma Park. You can register on site there. Registration can start at like 8:30. And Face It Together Sioux Falls does have a team. So if you want to go online beforehand and join our team, please do. The registration is free. It is a fundraising event. So if you want to donate or raise money, by all means do. And they don't shut off the online fundraising on Saturday either. So you can continue to fundraise for NAMI after Saturday as well.
And we'll both be there. I'm going to be raffle tickets for the Kindle Fire, I've been told. So I'll be out trying to scrounge up ticket sales. So
this is a show we do the second and the fourth Tuesday of the month. We talk to people that have had addictions, now on the road to recovery. Many of them are mentoring. 1 in 10 is believed to be in recovery from addiction. Maybe more than that, need to seek help. And that's why we do this show. We find a community that comes together, whether it was mental health, Face It Together, the Summer Sober, the Canaries, all of the things that we've talked about, including the art that she's going to start doing September 5th. Sorry about that, Joan.
It's all good in the hood.
It is good in the hood. But we hope we've touched you today. One last time, how they reach you?
They can reach Tallgrass at 605-368-5559 or on the web at tallgrassrecovery.org.
And Face It Together Sioux Falls is at 605-274-2262 or on the internet at faceitsiouxfalls.org.
If you had to pick a community to have addiction, it would be here because there is help for recovery. And we're glad that It's Your Business can work with the 30-plus businesses now, with Tallgrass, with all of the people listening, to maybe find you help. For now, our time is up. We thank you for yours.